Atomic Ralston straight shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy.
Up, Tony, cowboy.
Credit Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. A sip from home, go and tell your mom, Credit Ralston can't be beat.
Atomic Ralston Straight Shooters bring you another episode in the mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Today marks an important occasion in Dolby, for late last night, Tom Mix received a telegram from Babe Ruth saying that he was passing through Dolby on his way to the coast and inviting Tom and Sheriff Mike to meet him at the railroad station where his train is going to make a brief stop. Right now, we find Tom Mix and Sheriff Mike on the plane, transcribing a talk with Babe Ruth himself in person.
Great guns, Babe. It's great to see you again, partner. Mike and I were sure happy to get your wire and be on hand to welcome you to Dolby.
It's great to be here, Tom. Yeah, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I heard you was passing through town, Babe. I understand you're heading for the coast to supervise a movie they're making out there called The Babe Ruth Story.
That's right. Well, The Babe Ruth Story, boy, that ought to make a great picture, particularly with my old friend Roy Del Ruth producing it and allied artists behind it. When will the picture be released, Dave?
Well, sometime in August, we hope. William Bendix will play the leading role, Tom. And you've got quite a mystery on your hands here with the hurricane horse, they tell me.
Yeah, we have for sure.
You know, I have an idea that we could do a lot of prevention of crime in this country if we wipe out the cause of crime.
You're referring, of course, Babe, to the things that cause juvenile delinquency?
Exactly.
Well, you're right, Babe. All of us have heard of your Babe Ruth Foundation devoted to the interests of the youth of America. And believe me, we're for it 100%. We hope the plans now being discussed to hold an annual Babe Ruth Day among all the ball clubs of the major leagues and give the proceeds to the Babe Ruth Foundation will go through.
Thanks, Tom. Say, you're to be congratulated for your great job. You're doing your Tom Mix safety campaign.
What's on? Uh-oh. I see the conductor motioning to us to get off the train, so I guess it's about to pull out. Say, on your way back to the coast, Babe, plan to stop over. Only next time we'll expect you to spend a few days with us at the TM bar.
Yeah, we sure will. And before you go, Babe, I'm pinning this year sheriff's badge on you and making you an honorary sheriff of Dolby County.
That's a real honor, Mike, and one I deeply appreciate. Goodbye, Tom. Mike, and good luck.
So long, Babe, and good luck to you on your picture, and come back real soon.
Yeah, well, we'll be looking for you, Babe.
And now, an hour or so later, at one of the stables of the TM bar, Tom Mix, Sheriff Mike Shaw, and Vinegar John, Tom's foreman, examine the stall from which the strange hurricane horse, a mysterious wild horse, has escaped.
We finally got him into this stall. Don't ask me how we done it, but we did. 10 minutes ago, Coldwater comes running and yelling at me that the critter's gone. And sure enough, he is.
Well, now that the hurricane horse is loose again, it's putting the Pawnees. We'll be in for a lot more trouble.
What makes them go after them Indians time and again? I sure don't understand.
I don't either, Vinegar. What's so strange about this whole thing?
You know, that blame critter acts vicious enough to be human.
He ain't vicious, and I'll stake my life on that.
If it hadn't been for Tommy that killed you, sure, man.
Well, I don't believe it, Vinegar.
Corral, your heart. You fell in love with that horse just on account of your mind, your redskin. You take my advice, Mike, and you stay away from that critter. He'll kill you, sure, if you don't.
Now, that's good advice, Mike.
Is it?
You won't be taking it. Is that what you mean?
Oh, well, I can't take it, Tom. Shucks, don't think I'm a fool, Tom.
Great
don't
guns, partner. I don't think that at all. I know how you felt about Redskin, so I reckon I know how the hurricane makes you feel. So let's get saddled up and head for Wolcott's Airport.
Wolcott's Airport? What in thunk are you going there for?
Well, Vinegar, I figure we've got a lot of ground to cover if we want to locate that critter. And one good way of covering ground these days is to take to the air. Well, come on now, Mike. It's your horse we're after.
Mike's horse? Well, maybe. Then again, maybe not. For there's trouble ahead for Mike. Trouble he could avoid if he'd take Vinegar's advice and stay away from that critter. In a moment, we'll follow further along this twisted trail of unusual adventure. But first, tray shooters, do you like big, juicy strawberries or sliced bananas? Well, whatever your favorite fruit is, it will taste better when you pile it on top of crisp, toasty, shredded Ralston. Because shredded Ralston and fruit are made for each other. Each brings out the rich, full flavor of the other to make a breakfast combination that's unbeatable. Shredded Ralston is completely different from ordinary cereals. Made of golden brown whole wheat, each little biscuit is bite-sized. That's right, bite-sized so that it fits right on your spoon for easy eating. And shredded Ralston has a flavor that's out of this world. A flavor so completely different, so unusual and popular, the flavor secret is patented. Enjoy shredded Ralston topped with luscious berries or your favorite fruit tomorrow morning. Rich in flavor, rich in cowboy energy, shredded Ralston is the whole wheat, ready-to-eat, bite-sized cereal that tastes so swell, it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Now we find ourselves in the home of Sheriff Anderson in the town of Big Indian. The time, close to 3 o'clock in the morning. We are in the room of Buck Anderson, the sheriff's son. And there's Buck sitting on the edge of his bed, staring out into the moonlit street. Now then, he gets up and paces the floor aimlessly. But always he comes back and sits down on the edge of the bed. He stares out into the street. Suddenly, he lifts his head as a knock comes at the door.
Is that you, Dad?
Yes, son. Mind if I come in?
I was just going to sleep, Dad.
Were you? Heard you sort of moving around. Didn't go to sleep myself somehow, so thought I'd drop in and beat the breeze with you.
Pat the breeze, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, how are things going to school, son?
Oh, fine, fine.
Ain't having no troubles with your studies, nothing like that. I mean, you was. It might be better if you told someone. Kind of got things off your chest.
No, everything's going great.
Oh, well, that's good. How's Lucy Audley these days? Haven't seen her around as much as I used to. You and her haven't had a spat, have you?
Oh, gosh, no, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Be all excited about going to Western College this year.
I guess so.
Well, don't you know? Well,
look, Dad, the truth is, Lucy and I have broken off with each other.
I know there was something bothering you. Now, you and Lucy have had a quarrel, have you? Well, now, I wouldn't get too upset about that. Fact is, I always felt maybe you were a mite too serious at your age. After you finished college, it's time enough to think of love and marriage and settling down.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What was the scrap about?
Well, the fact that I decided not to go to college, Dad.
You don't really mean that, Buck.
Yes, Dad, I do. College would be a waste of time for me. I'm going to go to work.
Oh, now, Buck.
No, I mean it, Dad. Well, I know you want me to go, but it'll be better this way.
Don't see how it could be, son. Your ma thought a lot of education. Made me promise I'd send you to college. That's why I took out that insurance policy. Ain't a big policy. It was all I could afford. You will give you a start.
Dad, listen. I'd like to have that money right now.
But why, son? Why?
Well, to give me a start in business. Making my own living. That's why.
Don't lie to me, son. That won't get either of us anywhere. I hear tell you've been over at Wimper and Jones' Penny Arcade quite a lot these past weeks. You in any trouble with Jones?
No, of course not, Dad. I
think you are, Buck. You don't want the money from that policy to go into business. You need that money. You need it desperate. Am I right?
No, Daddy.
I think I am, son. Whether I am or not, I mean to find out. I'm having a talk with Mr. Wimper and Jones in the morning.
Dad, no, please don't do that. It'll only make things worse.
Worse? I got a funny feeling, son, that they can't be any worse than they are now.
Sheriff Anderson is wrong. For the following morning.
I want to see you, Jones.
Anderson, why don't you leave me alone? I won't be hounded. I told you that when I came back here from prison. I paid the price for what I did. I'm square with society. You ought to leave me alone.
I want to talk to you about my boy.
Your boy? Buck?
I see you know him.
Now, look here, Sheriff. I'll come straight to the point. I do know Buck. To my sorrow, I thought. Seems that he contracted a little debt and...
Gambling debt?
Yes, and pinball. You can play that for money just as well as any other game that has ever invented.
Not legally, you can't.
Well, what was I to do? He insisted on playing for money. Son of the sheriff and all that, and I kind of went along with him. The result was that he owed me $800.
So that's it. That's why he wanted me to cash in that policy. I reckon you better come with me, Jones. You're under arrest.
Arrest? Me? Well, what for?
You know blasted well what for.
You're railroading me, Sheriff. I haven't done a thing. Your boy forced me to bet. I didn't want to do it. I didn't even want to take the $800 when he gave it to me this morning, but he insisted. Said it was a debt of honor and that he thought he ought
to... What's that? When he gave you $800 this morning.
Yes, but I didn't want to take it. I told him to forget it. It's just a friendly game, I said. And
where did he get $800?
Well, I assumed that you'd cash that policy. He told me about that the other day. He said he'd get you to cash
it. I didn't cash in the policy. Where's the money he gave you?
Right here. I've got it in my pocket. $800 and $100 bills. You see, Sheriff, I thought that...
Sheriff, they told me you was here. Sheriff, I've been robbed. Robbed! As sure as my name's Harvey Steger. I come in this morning.
Take it easy, Harvey. Calm down and tell me all about it.
Took the money out of the bank yesterday to meet my payroll today. When I got it out to my ranch, I put it in the safe in my office. Well, sir, this morning I went to get the money and found the safe busted open.
How much money was there?
$1,200 in $100 bills.
In $100 bills?
That's right. Sheriff, you got to get that money back for me. I need it bad, and I don't know what...
I'll get it back for you, Harvey. Now, you just go along now, and I'll be out to the ranch in a little while.
All right, Sheriff. All right.
I'd better see what can be done to get Harvey's money back.
I guess you'd do better. Yes.
And I wouldn't say anything about giving you that $800.
The $800, $100 bills? Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On you, Sheriff. On you.
And so, the plan of Whimpering Jones to accomplish his revenge begins to make itself clear. Desperate things are in store for Sheriff Anderson and his son, Buck. Yes, and for Mike and Tom. What some of them are, we'll learn tomorrow in an episode that will thrill you. So be sure to be with Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters then for another personal telephone call from Tom himself and for the mystery of the Hurricane Horse. Say, tomorrow morning, sit down to a bowl full of crisp, golden brown, shredded Ralston whole wheat biscuits, flooded with milk, and piled high with your favorite fruit. Boy, what a dish! Notice how each toasty little shredded Ralston biscuit is bite-sized, fits right on your spoon, along with a big juicy berry or a slice of banana. When you taste that swell whole wheat flavor, you'll smack your lips and say, wow, what a cereal! Shredded Ralston tastes so good, it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Pick up a red and white checkerboard package of shredded Ralston at your grocer's and treat yourself to the energy-rich, flavor-rich cereal that's getting first call for breakfast everywhere. Remember, it's shredded Ralston.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right.
The interview with Babe Ruth was transcribed. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley and written by George Lothar. Don Gordon speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.